For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Police in Hoover, Alabama say new evidence indicates the wrong man was killed by an officer following a shooting at a shopping mall on Thanksgiving. Residents say they want some answers.
That's all we got to do is think, communicate with each other. You know what I mean? Every black person we see ain't always a criminal and always a bad person. You know what I mean? All it took just then is a little talk. You know what I mean? And so we're not just here to say black or white, y'all. It was wrong. It was wrong or right. And this incident was wrong. Simple as that. You know what I mean? And that's all. We just want justice, y'all.
Police say the man killed by police was armed and may have been involved in the incident. They believe the suspect who shot the two people is still on the run. A major storm is bringing heavy snow and high winds, blizzard-like conditions in some areas, to a significant portion of the country from Kansas to Chicago. It's expected to make it much more difficult for travelers heading home this Thanksgiving weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The United Kingdom and Spain reach an agreement over the status of Gibraltar once the UK leaves the European Union. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
We have ensured that Gibraltar is covered by the whole withdrawal agreement and by the implementation period. And we will always negotiate on behalf of the whole UK family, including Gibraltar. And in the future relationship, we will stand up for their interests. And the UK's position on the sovereignty of Gibraltar has not changed and will not change.
Thousands of French protesters flooded the nation's capital Saturday to demonstrate against President Emmanuel Macron's controversial fuel tax increase, clashing with policies as they called for Macron's resignation. An undocumented immigrant living in a North Carolina church for more than a year taken into custody Friday as he left the church for a meeting at the U.S. Immigration Office. The 47-year-old Mexican national had an appointment for a background check at the U.S. Immigration Office when he was arrested. According to the News and Observer in Raleigh, he'd been living in the basement of the Methodist Church since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The treasures of an ancient Egyptian tomb thought to be more than 3,500 years old have been unveiled. Egyptian Minister of Antiquities Khalid Al-Anani says the discovery was made by the French Institute of Oriental Archaeology and the University of Strasbourg.
They discovered 10 days ago two coffins, one of the style called the Rishi from the end of the 17th dynasty and the other one from the 18th dynasty, and they are put now inside the tomb they are working in.
Two sarcophagi, each containing a mummy, were found all in perfect condition. Conservative environmentalists are talking about the new government report on climate change. In a statement, the White House said the next assessment would likely be more balanced. Benjamin Backer, founder of the American Conservation Coalition, also shares the Trump administration's view that the report is based on an extreme scenario.
Approaching it with the worst-case scenario angle can be kind of dangerous because there are a lot of people who aren't on board yet, and there definitely needs to be more of a bipartisan conversation around this. And unfortunately, this sort of report has pushed away a lot of conservatives from it.
Despite White House criticism of the report, environmental policy experts say the new Congress offers a chance to work on bipartisan proposals to reduce pollution. Scientist Joe Clement worries about the timing of the report.
They released it on Black Friday. That's sort of their obvious MO. But they're stifling science and they're putting Americans and the American economy at greater risk. And that absolutely needs to change. It's a grave disservice to the folks that elected them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.